The last time the 8th District seat was open was 1996. A Democrat won it then, and three candidates hope to do it again this year. Jamie Wall was the first to declare his candidacy.
In terms of policy, I was the first candidate in this race to call for Don Rumsfeld to resign about 8 months ago now. I'm the only candidate in this race who's called for a universal health care system for this country, which I think we desperately need for a lot of reasons, economic and moral. And I've been the only candidate who's called for an immediate withdrawal and redeployment from Iraq. Okay?
Wall speaks out against the war almost every chance he gets. He was appointed by Governor Jim Doyle to run the state's economic development programs, and now he's an independent business consultant. Even though a Democrat did win the seat back in 1996, the party lost it in the very next election. Mark Green has represented the district ever since. The area traditionally leans Republican. Still, Wall says it's time to elect someone willing to vote against Bush administration policies.
Congress is an independent branch, and members of Congress need to stand up on their own hind legs and assert their constitutional authorities and responsibilities, and that means asking questions and not just going along blindly with anything George Bush says.
Wall is 35, but he looks much younger. A political scientist says he shows potential, even though the perception that he's too inexperienced could hurt him.
Well, you know, people sure say that about him, but I'll tell you what, he reminds me of a young Russ Feingold.
Terry Johnson teaches at UW-Green Bay. One reason she may draw the Feingold comparison is that both Jamie Wall and Wisconsin's junior senator were Rhodes Scholars. Johnson says Wall is holding his own on the fundraising front. He's supported by Wisconsin Congressman Dave Obie and by the Committee for a Progressive Congress, even though he has no political experience. That sets him apart from one of his Democratic primary opponents. Nancy Nussbaum flirted with running for the 8th District before, but 10 years ago, she was a Republican. Since then, she switched parties, served as mayor of De Pere, and as Brown County executive. If she wins in September and November, Nussbaum would be the first woman to represent the area.
I was the first woman elected mayor in Northeast Wisconsin. I was the first woman elected county executive. I have gone into areas where I've been a groundbreaker in the past, and I've believed that it hasn't mattered.
Like other Democrats running, Nussbaum is also highly critical of the president and the war in Iraq. She says she takes the issue personally because her husband is a decorated Vietnam veteran.
And we both believe we would never have to live this experience that we went through in Vietnam again, and I believe we are living it.
Democrats in the 8th District and nationwide are hoping to capitalize on the president's low approval ratings and for falling support for military action in the Mideast. But Terry Johnson, the political scientist, says it's bread and butter issues that matter to voters most.
I mean, this still is a district of Wisconsinites, so there's always that fine line to how much national issues you bring to the home plate.
That's why all three Democrats are also talking a lot about high gas prices and health care. That's the strong suit of the third contender. Steve Kagan is an asthma and allergy specialist. The Appleton doctor is touting what he calls his no patient left behind health care plan.
I used to believe that doctors and nurses determined who lives and who dies, but it's really politicians. So in Congress, I'll promote an open and transparent medical marketplace and bring down our health care costs.
UW Green Bay's Terry Johnson says Kagan just may be the one Democrat with the best chance of beating a Republican.
He does have more money, resources, and I think that to his credit, the fact that he doesn't shy away from that and says, yeah, you know what, I do, but I think it's really important to have this race and I'm going to use that money to go there.
Johnson says the 8th District is one of about 20 in the country that Democrats think they can win. Steve Kagan maintains he is the one with the best chance of making that happen in northeastern Wisconsin.
President Bush says, bring it on. We say, fine, we're coming to get you. But make no mistake about it. This race here in the 8th Congressional District is the most important race in the country. It is the tipping point.
This fall's general election is expected to be the most expensive ever in northeastern Wisconsin. Tomorrow, we'll profile the two Republicans who are also in the running. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.